From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. South Korea is a nation of frequent political scandals, but the one playing out right now is unprecedented. Prosecutors there are looking into allegations that in last year's presidential election, both sides received millions of dollars in illegal and secret donations from Korea's five largest business conglomerates. Investigators have banned several of the nation's top businessmen from traveling outside the country. Although his campaign staff has been tainted, President Noh Moo-hyun has publicly endorsed the investigation. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul.
One of President Noh Moo-hyun's closest aides has already been indicted in the campaign funds probe. The prosecution has unearthed evidence that just one of the country's largest conglomerates, the SK Group, provided nearly $1 million to the president's secretary during the election campaign. SK Group gave nine times that amount to the losing candidate of the Grand National Party. The amounts of cash discovered could grow exponentially as the investigation goes after other conglomerates, including Samsung, Hyundai, and LG. In the view of Chungmin Lee, a professor at Yonsei University and a well-known political commentator here, the scandal represents a watershed in South Korean politics.
For the past 30, 40 years, you've had a collusion between political parties and large businesses. And I think based on this huge corruption scandal, that linkage will be ultimately broken. And that, I believe, will have a huge impact on how Koreans see themselves politically and how political parties basically run elections.
When news of the campaign slush funds first broke last month, it was another blot on President Noh's first shaky year in office. His approval ratings were in the 20s. The South Korean economy was struggling to get out of recession, and the president was unsure of what policies he should pursue. So President Noh announced he was willing to go before the public again in a referendum on his presidency. That strengthened his standing. He announced that he favored a thorough investigation that could lead to real reform of the system. This is also unprecedented, says Chungmin Lee.
Now, for the first time, the sitting president has no choice but to also unravel his own pocketbooks. Three of his closest political confidants basically are in jail for receiving kickbacks as soon as he entered office. Remember, he entered office promising to be Mr. Clean.
Noh Moo-hyun was a human rights lawyer and political outsider when he unexpectedly rode a wave of anti-Americanism here into the president's office. South Koreans expected a new brand of politics from him, says John Hoag, deputy editor of the English version of the Junong Ilbo, one of the nation's largest daily newspapers.
He ran for the presidency as a new broom that would sweep clean, and it appears he hasn't. But still, the fact that most of the other major political actors are admired in the same problems has given him some protection.
The opposition Grand National Party is clearly unnerved by these developments. It announced that it was ceasing all fundraising events and that it was no longer accepting business donations. It is legal for political parties to accept donations up to about $210,000 from a single business or about half that from individuals. But receipts must be issued for all such donations and reported publicly. John Hoag says as South Korea's democratic institutions have matured, voters are no longer content to tolerate the old ways of doing business.
People do want cleaner politics, and this popular sentiment for more transparency in politics is combining with a new independence on the part of the prosecutors who are eager to satisfy that public instinct.
The prosecution has not made public the names of the business leaders who are prohibited from leaving the country, but it has threatened to arrest them if they do not cooperate. Political commentator Chung In-moon says President Noh is trying to ride the scandal to challenge politics as usual in South Korea.
Even at the risk of his own political life, Noh Moo-hyun is trying to eradicate this political corruption emanating from the campaign financing contribution. What he has in mind is that to come up with overall reshaping of Korean politics through the full disclosure of a political contribution from business community.
So far, the president seems to be holding on, but there's no telling yet how big the scandal will grow and whether it will take him down with it. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.